Welcome back to the Liberty and Democracy Podcast. We are back after a nearly four-month break. During this time, we switched our podcasting platform to www.rss.com, which we hope is a significant improvement. We're happy to continue sharing our episodes with you. Liberty and Democracy is geared toward those who seek alternative views to leftist corporate mainstream media. The podcasts shared here are part of www.libertarian.center, a website created by a citizen of the United States who was born and raised in a socialist country in Eastern Europe during the 1970s and 1980s. As more and more members of our youth pivot towards Marxism, socialism, and communism in the United States of America and beyond, now, more than ever, it is important to focus on liberty and democracy instead of the alluring Marxist and socialist trends which, as history repeatedly has shown, lead to repressive authoritarian regimes. Let us make it clear. Marxism does not lead to utopia either in the United States of America or anywhere else in the world. Let us question governments, policies, and manufactured social progressivism, and not go along with whatever we are told to agree to. Let us go back to the times when it was okay for us to agree to disagree. Note from Maestro Cersei. While recent elections in the United States and beyond show a shift away from leftist politics by many, it is important to note that voting for populist politicians with the hope that they'll save us and do everything to right the wrongs of previous politicians should not excuse us from being vigilant about government and politics in general. Handing over too much power to politicians tends to take away from our freedom and liberties. We need to take our responsibilities seriously and voice our concerns while being informed voters who are active and alert. Let us be hopeful that socialism and Marxism will no longer have a subversive effect on our liberties and democracies, but, at the same time, we should be wary of handing over our freedom and liberties to politicians and government in general. Yes, politicians and governments should work for us and make significant changes, but taking too much power without due process may lead to abuse and a reduction in our freedoms and liberties. Remember, politicians and government work for us, and it is our job as active members of democracies to remind them of that. Thank you for listening.